Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Most drushes on Parshas Chukas focus primarily on the Parah Aduma or many of the other events in the Parsha which span many psukim. There's a short portion of the Parsha that has a Shira, Oz Yoshi Yisrael, that's a Shira Hazais, not even well known, and yet it's one of the Shirais of the Torah. So I'd like to speak about it first shot-wise and then regarding the deeper thoughts of this Shira. Now, what's the Shira about? What exactly is Klal Yisrael praising? Well, it appears from Rashi that they're praising the Be'er of water that they had in the Midbar. As you all know, it was the Be'er Shel Miriam. The S'chus of Miriam, there was water that flowed the entire time in the Midbar. And when Miriam passed away, it ceased to operate. It was the S'chus Miriam. Later, it continued the S'chus Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the event where Moshe Rabbeinu struck the stone rather than speak to the stone. But in any event, the water began again. And the pasuk prior to the Oz Yashir is in Misham Be'era, and then there was a wellspring of water. He had Be'era, Shomar Hashem LeMoshe. It refers to Moshe Rabbeinu's gathering the people and giving water, and then Oz Yashir Yisrael Zashir Hazayis Ali Ve'er Enula. The simple meaning of the pasuk is that it was a shira for the yam, and for the be'er rather, for the water that flowed. And there's an obvious question. The question is that if the be'er had continued for 40 years, why is it now that they're saying Shira about the Be'er? Rashi asks, the question is, why here they said praise more than anywhere else? And Rashi doesn't answer. He refers us to Inyan Azed Nidrash Lamayla Himeno. He refers to drashes. And the most simple meaning, there's a basic concept that led to this Shira. Many years ago, in the mid-90s, I had surgery on my leg, and for a while was unable to walk. And slowly, Baruch Hashem, I had a rod put into my leg, and as you all know, I dance around Baruch Hashem wherever I go. Once that happened, and I was on crutches for 6 months, I spoke in shul about appreciating the ability to walk. One of our wonderful mespalim mentioned to me afterwards, you really can't tell people to appreciate walking. Somebody who walks from when he's a little boy and continues all his life just takes it for granted. In my case, where it was in danger, of course I appreciate it. But something that a person is accustomed to, there's a saying in Yiddish, you get accustomed to things. You don't appreciate things when you have them all the time. So too here. The Be'er Shel Miriam, well, this is a generation that grew up with flowing water. They didn't appreciate it as something miraculous. We too, when it rains and we get free water all around, you don't appreciate it. It's part of nature. Therefore, only when the water ceased to operate, when the Be'er stopped working and it resumed, that's when Klal Yisrael said Shira. B'chaim Shmulevitz writes that Klal Yisrael referred to the bread that fell from heaven as man. What kind of name is man? Man who? What is this? When they saw it, they wondered, man who, what is it? That's a name? What is it? And he explains that when it first fell, they saw it as a miracle. They said, man who? Well, what is this? It was an amazement. So Klal Yisrael kept the name, as if to remember all the time that there's something miraculous, something unusual. And therefore, the name stuck as something that should underscore the appreciation of what they had. And so, when Miriam passed away, the water ceased to come from the Be'er, and it came to Schlis Maish. When Aaron passed away, the man stopped, and it continued to Schlis Maish. They said Shira for the Be'er, but not for the man. Torah Chaim HaKadosh says, because there was no break. The mon continued. There was no day without mon. And therefore, they didn't appreciate it enough to say Shira. On the other hand, the water which had ceased to flow and now resumed is something they appreciated. Of course, for all of us, the lesson is to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gifts to us. To appreciate, there's nothing that a person gets accustomed to more than marriage. Marriage is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when two people find each other and come together. And in the beginning, there's an excitement and a feeling of uniqueness, of being special. And people take it for granted. They take each other for granted and no longer have the proper appreciation. A person should always continue to appreciate. Should always be as if you're new. When I forgot our first anniversary, I told my wife, Shana Rishayna never ends. It's always Shana Rishayna. And that has been my excuse ever since. And therefore, a person should take the time, appreciate the good that you have, the good that you take for granted. Let's move on now from the pshat to something a little deeper, a deeper understanding, and this comes from the Nisiv in the Hamikdavar, and he explains the Be'er that returned this Chus Maisha. Shiras Ali Be'er. The Nisiv explains the following. He explains that for 40 years in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the knowledge of Torah, the basic knowledge, the ideas of Torah. A be'er is a wellspring. New energy comes forth. The water comes forth from the ground. A well of standing water may be the mashal to the Torah. The yediyus is knowledge that Moshe Rabbeinu taught for 40 years. At the end of the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu opened to them the world of Pilpul, the world of Chidushei Torah. Now, the fountain of knowledge, of new knowledge, of Chiddush. And that new wellspring was something Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael at the end of the 40 years. Now, we're at the end of the 40 years. The Be'er of Miriam became the Be'er of Moshe. Suddenly, the idea of a wellspring of new knowledge was shown to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, all the Torah Shabbat that I taught you for these last 39 years, they can all be found through drushes of Torah. It can all be found somewhere in the Torah. And not only that, but the power of Pilpul as well. The Gemara says that Hashem gave the Kayach HaPilpul to Moshe Rabbeinu as a gift. And he in turn gave it over to Klal Yisrael. So that, this Be'er Shel Moshe, and the appreciation of the Be'er Shel Moshe has a deeper meaning. In the Argad Al Yohu, on page Kuf Mem Dalid, Rav Shor brings that the word Be'er appears 48 times in Torah. Memches pa'amim. Of course, that's Kenega, the Memches Devarim, Sha'a Torah Nikmas Behen, has to do with Kinyonim of Torah. There were also 48 Nevi'im. Nevi'im are the ultimate people who bring new Torah to Klal Yisrael. And there were 48 Arei Levi'im, the Levi'im who Yairu Mishvatech Aliyakot. The idea that the Memches, the Be'er, is similar to the Memches, the Kinyanim of Torah, is something to be appreciated. A person doesn't just sit and learn Torah. You can sit back and hear a speech, or you can focus and hear what the person has to say. Sometimes there's a kasha on it. Sometimes be mechadish or add something to it. Don't just listen to me when I tell you something. Figure out where else in the Torah there is, for example, the idea of appreciating things that she got used to. Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 years was itching to tell Klal Yisrael that they have a power of Chiddush. And the Rabbeinu Shalom said, wait, the basics of Torah has to be the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. And now Moshe Rabbeinu told them, the Be'er, that's Torah Shabbal Peh, which you can have an original thought in Torah Shabbat Peh. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all involved in Be'eras. The Be'eras dug by Avram, Sitmon Pelishtim, Lady Yitzchak dug the Be'eras. Of course, Yaakov Avinu removed the Evan Gedayla Me'al Pi HaBe'er, the great stone from the mouth of the Be'er, That's the Be'er of Torah, the great stone of the stuffed heart that prevents a person from being able to learn properly. Now, people who sit back and learn, they sit back and hear the Torah, and they're relaxed. And there are people who sit full in and are focused. People are thinking, people are challenging. It's incredible. When I give shiur in yeshiva and boys ask questions, especially if they catch me, which happens about once a year, on something that I said wrong, it's excitement. Imagine a college professor giving his college class and people arguing the points of logic in a class on law. It would be a challenge. Torah is that way. Torah is that others have the ability to be mechadish as well. And that's the Be'era Shel Moshe that we speak about in this week's parasha. And so, if you're fortunate as I am to have a bar mitzvah parasha, Parshas Chukas, you would have noticed that there's a shira. There's a shira in Parshas Chukas. And that shira represents Misham Be'era, the great Be'er. Hiya Be'era Shomar Hashem L'Moshe. Gather the people, I'll give them the Torah, the Mayim, Mayim ala Torah, the ability to say Chidushim in Torah, to renew in Torah, to grow in Torah. What a beautiful thing for Klal Yisrael to say Shira about. And so, for a change, this Parshas Chukas, when they get somewhere near Shvi, and you hear Oz Yashir Yisrael as Hashira Hazayis, realize, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. He said, no, not Oz Yashir Moshe. Oz Yashir Yisrael is Hashira Hazayis. It's your song. Ali Ve'er Enulah. Go up to the wellspring. Enulah. And say your piece. Say your part in the learning of Torah, the Chiddush of Torah. If you do that, when you have an hour to learn, the hour will become an hour and a half. You'll be into it. You won't be able to let go. That's part of the Mesikus, the beauty of Torah. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Zayis Chukas HaTorah, being Kaina Torah. Good Shabbos to one and all.